the funeral procession was anything but a pageant. The sled sank deep into the drifted snow and pulled hard. The man and the woman had eaten nothing since the previous day and were weak from hunger and exhaustion. They had not the strength to resist the wind, and at times its buffets hurled them off their feet. On several occasions the sled was overturned, and they were compelled to reload it with its somber freight. The last 100 feet to the graves was up a steep slope. And this they took on all fours, like sled dogs, making legs of their arms and thrusting their hands into the snow. Even so, they were twice dragged backwards by the weight of the sled, and slid and fell down the hill, the living and the dead, the haul ropes and the sled, in ghastly entanglement. "Tomorrow I will put up headboards with their names," Hans said when the graves were filled in. Edith was sobbing. A few broken sentences had been all she was capable of in the way of a funeral service, and now her husband was compelled to half carry her back to the cabin. Denon was conscious. He had rolled over and over on the floor in vain attempts to free himself. He watched Hans and Edith with glittery eyes, but made no attempt to speak. Hans still refused to touch the murderer, and sullenly watched Edith drag him across the floor to the men's bunk room. But try as she would, she could not lift him from the floor into his bunk. "Better let me shoot him and we'll have no more trouble," Hans said in final appeal. Edith shook her head and bent again to her task. To her surprise, the body rose easily, and she knew Hans had relented and was helping her. Then came the cleansing of the kitchen, but the floor still shrieked the tragedy, until Hans planed the surface of the stained wood away and, with the shavings, made a fire in the stove. The days came and went. There was much of darkness and silence, broken only by the storms and the thunder on the beach of the freezing surf. Hans was obedient to Edith's slightest order. All his splendid initiative had vanished. She had elected to deal with Denon in her way, and so he left the whole matter in her hands. The murderer was a constant menace. At all times, there was the chance that he might free himself from his bonds, and they were compelled to guard him day and night. The man or the woman sat...